The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's Wednesday, February 5th. 2020. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I am the five-star man, Asa Gray. Joining me at the other end of the table, which is not where he belongs, but that's where he is, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
When there's only two, you want me to sit on my side?
Yeah, just the normal and then do. I mean, it's better than the pre-show.
The pre-show was amazing.
The pre-show was the weirdest setup that we've ever done. The patrons who, you know, contribute a dollar to patreon.com/podzilla1985, yeah. The real ones, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you too can understand this weird, vague, really not that special, but I gotta pimp something pre-show.
We found out that it ain't easy.
At patreon.com/podzilla1985 for $1, you can find out why this pre-show was so weird. And it kind of was. But this isn't the pre-show. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. That means I should probably get my notes ready that I even just sent you. And I'm so unused to hosting, I was like, I can just do whatever. So this is a weird week in news because, like, there really wasn't a whole lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And the big, big story that I think happened, I know next to really nothing about, but it was important enough, I feel like we had to bring it up.
We talking about the stock?
Yes, and really the reason behind the stock drop. But WWE fired their chief financial officer and their chief revenue officer. This seemingly came out of nowhere. This was a... Oh, also, real quick, I should point out at the top of the hour why it's only the two of us.
Allie, we killed him. We finally killed him.
It finally happened. Don't listen to PZ85 After Dark, though, because then you'll have some questions. And frankly, I'm not going to have the answers for it.
Honestly, we filmed 3 weeks in the can. So you're going to hear a couple of weeks. But we finally killed him. We did this one live.
Allie and Shannon are off celebrating Allie's birthday with her parents. So happy birthday to Allie, even though it's not really your birthday today.
When's your birthday?
Yeah, so they're
not going to listen.
This is the day that they could actually celebrate with their parents. So they took the night off. Dalton and I it's the two-man power trip returns.
Yay!
Someone should really bring that back. And not the actual two-man power trip, because there's no way that
either
Triple H and Austin,
but like the
two iconic wrestling figures from that era.
But who could really do that?
So like
nowadays?
if you had like a Hulk Hogan type and a Macho Man type, like put them together.
Oh,
but like on the indie scene.
Gotcha.
That could be a lot of fun. I think we should do something like that.
Like, but who on the indie scene? Are you talking about like two just really big names?
Just someone who embodies who those characters were.
Yeah.
Like if I had to throw something together, like just crazy out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
I think what it should be.
Uh-huh.
To match up, you know, slam like to
like,
you know,
Hogan,
the Hogan slamming Andre.
Yeah.
Hogan, and then the Macho Man, you know, Randy, someone who could probably do an accent. I would honestly think that it really needs to be Baracus and Orange Cassidy. You put those two together. And everybody would just be like, yes, why hasn't this been a thing?
Firsthand, fuck you. It's PW. I get a couple.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Fine.
I just used Allie's too. Also, I need to know which one's which.
Like, okay, if you have to ask, clearly you're not a wrestling fan.
I really want Baracus to be Macho Man.
Like, I mean, it's obvious. You're kind of being dumb. Anyway, moving on to the actual story. WWE has fired their CFO, their CRO, and this came out of nowhere, seemingly. This isn't a great sign for internal things, apparently. I've been trying to read, like, people who are way more knowledgeable than I am, like, their reports on it. But details are relatively scarce. And it's all a lot of kind of, like... So, you know all the drama that happens backstage and, like, who has heat with who?
Yeah.
And things like that in the locker room? Apparently, it's just like that at the corporate level for WWE.
Well, when you're dealing with millions of dollars.
Yeah, because there were people that were apparently big fans of these two that got ousted, and they thought that they were kind of being scapegoated, when in reality there's bigger issues. There's all of this. But
we don't know. Nobody knows the issues.
Right, and we may not know for sure. Like, if you're telling me that the person who the chief financial officer and the chief revenue officer are just fired, that tells me things aren't looking great.
Yeah, because, like, it's one of those, like, WWE has, if we are to believe what they have been showing us, making money hand over fist right now.
Right. Well, I mean,
between like Saudi and Fox.
Saudi, the Fox deal, NXT moving to USA, that's a third network show that they now have revenue from.
See, I wouldn't count that one only because that one seems like it would cost more than it would make. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
because like that time slot's not free. Like they pay for that.
Well, yeah, but also like, but the ad revenue that they're bringing in, that's another 2 hours of ad revenue that
that's
they're
fair.
Consistently yeah. getting. So, I don't know. This is a weird one. And I think we're really going to get a better picture of it. And this is another great instance of we record on Wednesday. Do you know what comes out tomorrow, Thursday, the 6th?
Financial reports.
The financial reports for WWE get released tomorrow. Or
is that every Thursday, or is it just?
No. This is for the quarter.
Quarter.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. For I don't.
I mean, financials done quarterly. So.
Yeah, but I'm. Fiscal year and calendar year are
different. Quarter four. Yeah. Quarter one starts up after this tomorrow.
Because fiscal year, I thought, ends at the end of February. So I don't know if they're just doing the quarter or if this is for the full fiscal year.
I mean, it might be a fiscal year report with only a couple weeks left. It would be worth doing.
Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure which one it's going to be. We just know that there's going to be the financial report is tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm assuming quarter four of the year, like you said.
That's so, and I think that is going to be a much more, that'll give us some details about whether or not they are, what kind of financial shape that they're in. Like, are they actually making all this money that, you know, with all these deals in place? Or is attendance so low? Because I think I need to make sure that I put it on there because we can just jump to it, jump around a little bit. Because last week we talked about WWE was cutting back on their live dates.
Yeah.
And it was framed as WWE is giving their employees more time off.
But we knew it as WWE is losing their asses on live shows.
Right. So now they're doing less and less of them. Well, it turns out that the talent isn't very happy with it because they're on some of them. I don't know if they're all or if
per
some
match
of them
appear or per day
they're on a per appearance payment.
Oh,
so now they're losing out on these appearances. And for a lot of the, like, think how big the Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live rosters actually are.
About 30 people a piece.
And now think about how many people are regularly featured on Raw or SmackDown.
About 15, if.
So the rest of them are going to be making those. They're you know, kind of making their money in the live events.
Yeah.
Like, they may not be given anything meaningful storyline-wise, but they're at least able to wrestle and do things there.
And make and more importantly, in the WWE level, make their money.
Yeah. So now that they're cutting this is, you know, this the cynical side of us kind of pointed this out last week of, no, this was a cost-saving measure. This wasn't the, oh, you know,
and
yes,
it takes money.
Give people time off. Look, you know, look what happens to people like Edge and Daniel Bryan when they can step away for a, and even, you know, going all the way back, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, like,
yeah, they take time off, it heals your body,
right? Because you're not just throwing yourself at the ground as hard as you can.
Yeah, like I have 2 weekends scheduled off and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be in such good shape for Stride.
Well, you're gonna feel good for Stride.
I'm gonna be in such,
you're gonna
emotionally
feel good.
Emotionally good shape for Stride. I had to think about it. I was like, I'm still gonna be fat, but
you're gonna,
like,
show up looking like Brian Cage, just like, how? what happened?
Suck it, Willpower. Have you seen him recently?
No.
Dude's dropped 40 pounds.
No, on that Willpower program?
I mean, Shootski, yeah. But no, he looks great. If I don't think Josh listens to us at all, but Gallows does. Oh, he has a bone to pick with you, by the way.
Gallows does?
Yeah, because you said it was like, well, the Stride guys really don't listen unless we talk about Stride. I got a text.
Okay, well,
it's Gallows and Huntsberger. Hi, Huntsberger.
You know who I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
There was a very specific, like, Tony Flood was the, like, he was the one
he's
who would,
told
like,
us.
Yeah, and like, it's like, yeah, I only listen to, and even like Heath.
Yeah, he's done that to me before too.
Because
yeah.
I heard the story of just like that first time that we went as fans, because we went to watch Billy and Sarah.
Yeah.
That was our introduction to Stride. Was it's just like, oh, you think he's good as a bad guy? You should see him as a good guy. Because he's a good guy at Stride. So we went to see them, and we talked about it, and Heath was kind of like the, if they shit on us, I'm gonna cancel them.
Yeah.
And he could've.
Yeah, he could've. Because
he's a scary dude.
You wrestle
super
him.
Sweet guy. I like.
So, sweetest, yeah.
He's one of the people, and I feel like I shouldn't say this on this show, because now I know that there are people in Stride that listen to this, but he's someone that I don't know why, I just really want him to like me, but my crazy brain side of it is like convinced that he hates me.
Yeah.
He has done literally nothing to make me think that.
Yeah.
At all. He has always been very nice to me. We've talked about Star Wars stuff. We talked about, like, I know you and I had a conversation with him about the comic books when he was at CCW a while back.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool dude. It's just there's something about like just me being broken as a human of just like, no, he just does not like me.
Now,
how cool he is. I know he does not like me.
I need you to now put yourself in my shoes. 2 years later, where it's like, oh, now dad's watching me wrestle.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I hope I don't mess up. I had a little bit of a mess up in the match last week, and then at the end of the night we were all tearing down because he still tears down at shows like that. And I was like, hey, and I ask him every show. I was like, hey, did you see my match? And this was the one time because of like one screw up I made.
Mm-hmm.
This was the one time he's like, no, I was busy with the main event, making sure they all knew their stuff,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't get to watch any of your matches. Like, you guys were good. I knew I didn't have to worry about you guys. And I was like, whew.
I'm glad this is the one you didn't watch, because
like,
you would have worried. You're going to change that opinion.
Yeah. Oh, it's on YouTube, too. Shit. I just told him myself.
He can find it. I was going to throw you under the bus more, but I'm just...
We're going to move on. Yeah,
we moved
fine.
So far off of the topic of WWE.
But yeah, good job, Josh.
They're in a tailspin. Yeah, congratulations to Josh. That's awesome. Also, hi, Gallows.
Yeah, hey, Gallows. What's up, Huntsberger?
Come hang out.
I love you.
Kevin.
I'm not going to say anything mean about him this week.
Come do more. Like, come in Cape more.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's been to the store before, but...
Or have us, like, do my 1-2-3 since a little bit more. We got fun stories to tell. Me and him have a really fun story to tell.
we'll do the big crossover. We need to get him... Now that he doesn't have to get up at, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah,
every day. Yeah, because
he does marketing now. He has
no reason he can't make the trip over. Billy's made the trip over.
He has, yeah.
Like... So a lot of those Stride guys have made the trip over.
But Huntsberger never has it. And now he doesn't.
He has no excuse because we have put him on the spot.
Yeah.
We have called him out. If Kevin Huntsberger in the next, I'll give it a couple months, does not appear on PWU in some capacity, it is because he hates us. And more importantly, he hates the Podzilla fans.
Yeah, he does.
And frankly, he probably hates the My123Cents fans as well.
Yeah.
Because
in case we
know,
have crossover,
yeah,
we need to make sure we get them off.
For that crossover crowd.
Because like...
So Kevin Huntsberger hates people. This is not extortion. This is just we're stating facts.
Yeah. Kevin gainfully employed Huntsberger. He's going to laugh at that. So I was kind of mean to him. Since we're so derailed right now, I got one more story and then we'll get back. Stride doesn't have like the person that runs by and like you can like give gimmicks off to, because we just don't have trainee. Like, if our trainers are usually reffing, we don't have just random ones, because like
right.
you don't need a license to do stuff like that. So me and Jay had our wrestling buddy t-shirts, and I have my bandana on, which mm-hmm. I take to the ring every time because I have a bad hairline. And I like took off the shirt, I still had my tank underneath, and then I took the bandana off and I didn't know where to put it. So I'm a dick, by the way, and I'm a face, so I get away with it now. I put the shirt on his shoulder. We were the first ones out in a six man, by the way. I put the shirt on his shoulder and I put my bandana on him. And he just sat like that for like 2 more introductions.
Oh, you're a prick.
I am, and I feel like I was like, I hope we're still friends afterwards.
Honestly, at this point, I want Kevin to come on the show just to bury you.
Because he won't do it on his show.
We'll call it the Podzilla Buried Alive Special. And Kevin can just shootski all over Dalton Anthony. We'll make sure you're not even here for it.
Yeah, so I want that more. Because he won't do it. I've been trying to start a podcast feud. It's like Zach Price whenever he was on here. He's trying to start a feud with Nerd Up. Nerd Up's not firing shots. I've been firing shots at him for months.
Okay, so now we have to figure out, this will be off air, we need to figure out the My123Cents version of the Voodoo Kin Mafia.
It's only one person, so Kevin has to do all of us. Allie actually a bear.
Yeah.
We'll
get it figured out.
Yeah, we got
it.
I knew that one.
Back to the main story. WWE going broke, going to be out of business any day now. Although legitimately, so when this news broke, their stocks took a substantial fall.
Didn't it drop like almost $20?
It went from, I have the actual number pulled up. I just need to get back to my Google Docs.
Okay, because I remember you said it was like 61 to 48.
It went from $65 to $42.
Oh, that's more than 20.
That day, yeah.
That's not good.
When I looked this morning, they were at $48 a share.
Okay, that's what
which
you told me.
This time last year, someone pointed out they were at like close to $100 a share. So it's been going down for a little bit. I'm gonna see if I can look up what the WWE stock price is. Looks like it closed out today at $49.
Well, we're on the upswing.
So it's coming back. It's recovering. It's going to stabilize. But I think the really, really interesting thing to come from this, though, is going to be tomorrow with the actual financial report.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to keep an eye on that just because, like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know dick about financials or the stock market or how any of this actually shakes out.
Yeah, because it
could. But base level, I'm kind of interested in it. So I'm just going to keep an eye on it and then.
Well, it's interesting to see, especially, like, as we're in the midst of this, like, pseudo wrestling war.
Right.
Like, if WWE's hemorrhaging money, like, that's kind of a telltale sign that something might be going on.
Well, and I also saw something with, like, and this has nothing to do with WWE proper, because when it was announced, we know for sure that it's all coming from Vince McMahon's wealth. It's not coming from the corporate wealth of WWE.
Yeah, XFL starts up next
the
week.
The XFL starting.
This week, actually.
This week.
I got football to watch this week. That's exciting.
You have fun with that.
St. Louis Battlehawks, baby. I never rooted for the Rams.
Are they even playing this weekend?
Hell, I don't know. It's opening weekend. They better be.
Does every team play opening weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in NFL it does. Again, I don't know jack about the XFL.
Comic books, video games,
St. Louis.
Wrestling. That's what I pay attention to. So I don't know. Like, I impress Jesse every once in a while when I name a player. Or, like, I understand why a player being injured can affect the rest of the team. I have not even a base level knowledge of how football actually works.
There's a Dallas XFL team. The ball's on you, sir.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to say their names or something with balls. Well, no. Dallas needs a football team.
Yes.
So,
yeah, they do.
Boom. See, like that. Shootski. I'm coming at you for real. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have February 9th. They got Dallas, the Dallas Renegades.
Because I'm a renegade. That was a Jay-Z Eminem song. That was great.
Oh, I was going with Styx Renegade.
Yeah.
Way better
I'm
song.
Sir. Styx versus Jay-Z and Eminem.
In any other stance, yes. Except for Renegade. It's a
okay,
good.
We're moving
that's
on.
A good song.
Is that who's playing the St. Louis?
Yeah, they're gonna be in Dallas. The first St. Louis game is going to be February 23rd. Might go to it if I can talk Jesse into it.
That's a Sunday. Jesse's not gonna go to an XFL game.
It's live football. If I pay for his ticket and say just get me there.
I actually think he told you that.
Because
like,
I said I almost bought season tickets because they were like $100.
That's like buying a stadium. What idiot would do that?
Yeah. Well, I at least would get five games out of it.
I bought the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm that
there's one, two, three, four, five home games.
So is this going to be broadcast anywhere? Like, how can you? Where can I watch the XFL? Is it on? No, it's on Fox.
It's going to be on ESPN.
Is it going to be on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it looks like, this is St. Louis at least.
Fox had the Super Bowl, so were they advertising on Fox?
Yeah, they can advertise. You can advertise anywhere as long as they accept it.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, like, that's not the question that I meant to ask. Again, if you didn't listen to the pre-show, which you can get for $1 at Patreon.com /Podzilla1985, I had a 16-hour day yesterday, so I am not all here. So, one, I already suck at hosting, and two, you're not getting the best of the five-star man. I'm like 1.5 stars at this point.
Yeah, but I am thinking about going to at least one of the games just because I want to see what it's like.
It could be fun. Like, I mean, it could be fun.
It's live football.
I'm being unfairly rude to it, but
it's the whole thing of like WrestleMania 27 was horrible, but you had a blast because it was live.
Yeah, for the most part.
Nicholas winning the tag team titles was really dumb.
See, but here's the thing though, with WrestleMania 27, things at least moved. Like, yeah, granted, the Michael Cole match took about 45 minutes, and that felt like a slog. When you spend 4 hours at a stadium for a football game, you see about 25 minutes of football. There's
That's
just
fair.
A lot of downtime. Also, it does look like XFL will air on ABC, ESPN, Fox Sports, and Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, because
not, you know, all simultaneously, but those will be the networks that
I mean, they will be airing all simultaneously, but it'll be different games. Yeah, because it's a season. Like, there's more than one game going on at a time.
Yeah, okay. I figured since this was a smaller league that they would try to stagger it so they weren't actually competing with each other.
Because,
like,
teams.
With the NFL, it has, what, 34 teams, 32 teams?
NFL has 32.
So how many teams does the XFL have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 teams.
So, yeah. So, to me, there's no reason you would play all 8 games at the same time.
4 games.
Fuck. Yeah, because two teams per game.
I wasn't saying that to be shitty.
That's the difference between you and me. I want to be corrected.
Yeah.
If I say something dumb like that and someone calls me out on it, that's a good thing.
So do you want
that's
me to
how I learn.
For kicks and giggles, do you want me to tell you the team name? Oh, wait.
Yeah, let's go through it. We're 20 minutes into the show, and we've already covered the biggest story of the week.
Okay, so St. Louis Battlehawks. Benign. That's a pretty good name. The thing is like wings and a sword.
Give me the matchups. Give me this weekend's matchups.
Okay.
That's a good way to go through the names too. So, because to me, if I was trying to get as many eyes on my product as possible for especially something with the stigma that the XFL has, yeah. I would not want these games competing against each other on these
networks.
Which
you have two games start at the same, you have two games starting at a time.
Simultaneously, okay.
So you have two starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, you have two starting at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, which isn't as bad as having, like, all four games running simultaneously.
No.
Because then you can at least, you know, kind of flip back and forth.
And you'll be able to, because one's going to be on ABC, two of them are going to be on Fox, but they're going to be back-to-back, and then one's going to be on ESPN.
Okay.
All right, so week one matchups, you have St. Louis Battlehawks, which I legit, like, and I'm not saying it because I'm close to St. Louis, probably the best team name.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, one of the cooler logos. Versus the Dallas Renegades, cowboy hat and bandana mascot.
That's fine. That sounds like an Overwatch team, but...
Yeah. New York Guardians.
That's not bad.
Versus the Tampa Bay Vipers.
It's also not bad.
No, the Vipers actually have a pretty cool logo.
Are the Guardians like knights?
It looks like a puma, almost. Like a cat of some sort.
What? That was New York?
Yeah, New York Guardians.
I'm gonna look up the logo.
I mean, I'm looking at a very small thumbnail. No, it still looks like a cat. Also, not to be confused with L.A.
Yeah, that does look... That's a weird-looking tiger.
Not to be confused with L.A., the L.A. Wildcats. By the way, no cat in their logo.
Is the Battlehawk logo the sword and wings?
Yeah.
It's
out of all of them, it's probably the coolest.
Look, I'm going to say that looking at... Because I'm looking at the team names now, the Wildcats logo is just L.A.
Yeah.
So it's not even the animal. This is some clip art.
B.S.
Yeah, nonsense.
The D.C. Defenders, it's just a shield. And the Seattle Dragons. I'm leaving my favorite for last. The Houston Roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
Which is just an H that they drew an oil rig around.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm probably going to buy a Battlehawks jersey because, again, out of all of them, like the Vipers or the Battlehawks are probably my two favorite. There's eight teams. I have a very good chance of saying that the Battlehawks are going to win the XFL championship.
You got a 1-in-8 shot.
I'm going to call it the Super Tupperware. They're going to win the Super Tupperware. I looked at the player roster of the Battlehawks. I don't know a single player.
No, I don't think we're going to really know many people.
Because also, like, the NFL draft just happened. Or, no, the NFL draft's about to happen. And
does that happen that quickly after?
Yeah, it's like a month or two after.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, so all the good college players are still not drafted by a team, so they can't be talked to by the XFL, because why would you? But, yeah, no. But, like, it's live football. That's mm-hmm. why I would go.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, they probably hate living in St. Louis, but.
I mean, yeah, well, they got that stadium now, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Got to use it for something.
I'm looking to see if I just know any of, like, I don't even know any of the coaches.
This is like AEW, strictly ratings-wise, I'm sure it'll do fine the first week. It's going to be that week two.
Yeah, because people are going to be curious, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to see what happens, but, you know, coming off the Super Bowl, which. Is supposed to be the two best teams of the NFL going up against each other. Uh-oh.
This is going to be bad. What?
Okay. I thought it was an update. I got scared.
We're good?
We're fine. We're good. We're moving on. Unless
I can't even find... Like, I'm clicking on names of players, and they don't even have profiles for them.
I was going to say, like, it's when someone references something on Wikipedia, but there's no link.
Yeah, it's just like,
there's
just no!
There's not even a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, all right, we can get back to it, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. I meant to put it on here, and I completely forgot, because when we were at Jesse's house for the Super Bowl, it was like, XFL, football's not over. And it's like, well, in a sense... The other really big news for me, at least, and probably the biggest news of the week from a casual fan standpoint, is WWE announced two huge signings in Timothy Thatcher and Killer Kross is official. Timothy Thatcher, I think, Killer Kross was expected.
Yeah.
Like, Scarlett Bordeaux's at the Performance Center. They had mentioned interest in Killer Kross a while back. He was in that tumultuous situation with his contract at Impact. They finally released him, and now it looks like that either whatever no compete has expired, WWE was able to offer him the contract, and he accepted it. But the big surprising one was Timothy Thatcher. All up and down my Twitter timeline are indie wrestlers like stunned, ranging from absolutely stunned to very upset at the fact that he signed with WWE, will likely be a cornerstone of WWE UK.
Yeah, more than likely.
Or NXT UK, from my understanding. But they're like, man, this was a highwayman. This would be like if Kota Ibushi signed with WWE kind of out of nowhere. Like, if remove his involvement in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, and just they just grab him.
And all of a sudden, it's just like, hey, Kota Ibushi, now with the WWE. So, one of these, I think, is going to be more successful than the other. I think that Killer Cross is going to do gangbusters. One of the recap sites that I read, ProWrestling.net, the guy who covers NXT for them has been, like, begging for months now. Ever since there were rumors of Killer Cross's contract coming up, ever since Finn Balor turned heel on NXT, he has been wanting Killer Cross to be the Bad Luck Fale.
Oh, yeah.
To NXT Balor. And I could see them going with that because he's got the size. Dude is super good.
Yeah, no, he's really great.
He's
like,
crazy
he's,
talented.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I don't think that Timothy Thatcher is going to hit that same mainstream success is because I think they're going to keep him on NXT UK.
Yeah.
And try as they might with, you know, Worlds Collide, NXT UK kind of feels like the minor league of WWE and NXT. And I get that that's not correct. I get that that is very, very wrong.
But that's the feeling because it's the only one that's not on network television.
Because it's not, well, it's not on, not even that. Even before NXT was on network television, I never went out of my way to watch it. It mm-hmm. never felt like I was really missing anything.
Yeah.
You would recommend like a Pete Dunne match to me or Tyler Bate, and now, you know, Walter is their champion. But it nothing that I've seen of it, anything that I've watched has really felt super impactful. It's just basically not as good NXT with people I'm not as familiar with.
I understand that, yeah.
And like that's, and I get that that's not fair to all of the competitors. I know they put on a really good show.
They do. I
know
it so much.
The people who watch NXT UK love it, and I'm being unfair. I get that. I understand that. You don't need to roast me alive. That I'm just kidding. We don't get engagement on this show. I'm waiting for Kevin to, like, Kevin and Chad now are going to just be like, no, because Chad's going to say something about, why would you want Kevin on your show? And we'll be like, because he's Kevin and we love him.
Yeah, and we'll be like, Chad, phone in, and we'll be happy to have you on.
It's hard. I have to remind myself that Kevin is the Dalton to Chad.
He really is.
So it's like,
great.
Is there people that look up to you that are like, wow, I can't believe they say these things to Dalton?
He called. So do you remember the old SNL Canteen Boy sketch?
No.
Where it was like Adam Sandler and I can't remember the other guy.
Okay. If I saw it, I might.
So basically they go to the pedophilia Boy Scout leader, Boy Scout. This was also like early 90s SNL. Chad said, so is it like a canteen boy thing between you and Dalton? And I was like, you just burnt both of us. Because for one, if I was the young boy like love to somebody, it'd be somebody better than Kevin. Dang it! I went the entire show. I said I was going to be nice to Kevin and then I ruined it right there.
You ruined something? No.
No, ever. I Daltoned it.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, no, those two signings are really cool.
Where do you see both of them ending up in next year? Like, so let's say next WrestleMania. Where do you put both of them?
Wrestling at Access.
Wow. You just have no hope for the future, do you?
I don't.
Well, and to be fair,
I mean, if you were just like, which one do you think is going to be on NXT TakeOver? Cross.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that Timothy, like, I love Timothy Thatcher.
I mean, you're assuming that Cross stays on NXT.
Yeah. I think call-ups are going to be harder nowadays. Like,
so someone pitched an idea that I equal parts hate and love. It was either Sean Ross or Ryan Satine, one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that you have Goldberg come out on SmackDown, because apparently he's advertised for SmackDown this week.
He is, yeah, yeah.
You have him come out, and Cross is the one that just, like, obliterates him. And that's your Mania match. Because that would be a way to bring in a new guy in a huge way.
I swear, if they do that with somebody that's not Matt Riddle, I'm going to be mad.
I don't want it to be Matt Riddle.
I want it to be Matt Riddle.
The one that I want it to be is Aleister Black. Mm-hmm. I want it to be the whole, the camera sets on his locker room door. The door opens. He steps out. And he turns right into a black mass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no one was knocking on my door.
Ooh.
Just because he uses a door. That's all I have. I'm not creative.
No, that'd be good, though.
I'm ahead.
Also, like, Keith Lee would be cool. Keith Lee versus Goldberg in a match like that would be.
I don't think Goldberg is
capable to.
I don't want to see that match. Like, there's not a lot of people I want to really see wrestle Goldberg.
Killer Cross would be one of them, though. Like, just because he can wrestle a slower, methodical style and still be good.
Keith Lee, I want to see someone who I want to see. Keith Lee does things that Keith Lee should not be able to do.
Yeah.
And I want to see someone be able to keep up with Keith Lee. And in 2020, the year of our Lord 2020, I don't think Goldberg can keep up with Keith Lee in the way that I want to see.
Or in the year of our Lord 2003.
Yeah, well. Also, I think people are really getting their hopes up for a big, like, Keith Lee main event run soon. As long as he has that North American Championship, I think he's going to have a really good, really long run with that.
No, and you're right.
Then, and then, yeah, maybe he'll get brought up. Or maybe they'll do something with the draft. I'm assuming that they're going to do a draft after Mania.
That would be cool. I think right now that Keith Lee is so hot to, like, casual fans.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, after the Survivor Series build, where he was pivotal in that, the fact that the War Games weekend, which went into the Survivor Series, because I was there for both of those shows.
Right.
And the crowd was so hot for Keith Lee. Mm-hmm. And then Royal Rumble comes out. And, like...
Okay, real quick. Keith Lee's appearance in the Royal Rumble, what do you remember most?
Him shoulder tackling Lesnar.
Is that what you remember?
Yeah, because the crowd went insane. Well, okay. If you're asking, big boy.
Because like, that's my point. The only thing that really stands out for me for Keith Lee in the Rumble match was Brock Lesnar's reaction to him, and then him and Strowman eliminated each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like that was the Roman props after the Survivor Series. Yes, that was cool. Him being down to him being the final two in Survivor Series. That was cool. But it's. They don't pull the trigger, and they're not going to. Like, that would have been a great way to have him, like... And don't get me wrong, like, I love the fact that Drew McIntyre won, and I'm letting myself believe again that Drew McIntyre is going to be the one to actually beat Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's going to get the... And finally, after being so long of just lackey, that they realize, oh, this is who we have.
He is literally the chosen one, Vince. You said that.
Yeah, the fact that Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre come in, and this is where they're at now. I mean, remove the Royal, like, pretty much just take out the Royal Rumble.
And everything else has been just kind of...
Because even before that, he was just generic, like, oh, we are actually going to get behind this guy, maybe.
Oh, well, I mean, no,
he And then did. It turns out, oh, they actually did.
I mean, no, Drew McIntyre definitely...
Stole Blaster's gimmick?
No, he definitely had that awesome promo where he said, Roman, cancer couldn't beat you, but I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. I know he didn't write that line.
Right, and then he lost.
Boy, howdy.
So you think Killer Kross is on this time next year and going forward, Killer Kross is still on NXT, Timothy Thatcher is still NXT UK?
Yeah, and wrestling at Access. Like, not even top part of NXT.
I wonder if they're going to do another Worlds Collide thing for this year, if they're just going to... Because we have TakeOver Portland is in...
It's a couple weeks, isn't it?
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Look that up real quick for
me. Okay, I will.
Because I don't think it's this weekend.
I got this weekend off. I'm good. I can watch it if it's on. Come over to the house.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we might need to figure something out there. But so while Dalton's looking that up, we're going to move on. Last week, we talked about kind of a really cool story. And actually, the week before that, we talked about it as well. WWE releasing the recycled materials Daniel Bryan shirt. This week, it has been revealed that AEW is also releasing their own environment-friendly shirt.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I just looked it up. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
TakeOver Portland the 16th.
The 16th. Okay.
So next week.
2 weeks away. The AEW shirt is not biodegradable. I mean, probably. Eventually. Most things are. It is.
Recycled. It's recycled.
Yeah. It's made from recycled materials. It is made from organic cotton, 4 plastic bottles, and the main difference here is that 100% of the profits go to PureEarth.org, which is a charity organization focusing on preserving the health of the planet. And I just think that's really, really cool. This happened too quickly for me to think that this was in direct retaliation to the Daniel Bryan shirt, because those kind of deals usually take a little bit to put in place, especially like, oh, we're, or unless they're just like, nope, we're just going to take it and give it to you. You don't really have a say in it. We're just, here's money. Like, you're not going to say no.
They have Tony Khan money.
So
that wouldn't even shock me a little bit.
Yeah.
That would be so funny. Like, and if it is like a backhanded slap at WWE, it's the best backhanded slap because it's going, like, it's helping the planet.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, capitalism is an absolute nightmare that is going to be the death of us all. But every once in a while, they kind of use a 0.00000004% towards good.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good to see.
And the shirt's cool looking.
Yeah. Like, those are actually two. Like, I haven't bought a wrestling shirt in a really long time, but I'm kind of thinking about grabbing those two.
I get two a month, baby.
Well, yeah. But you don't pick them. You get them in the crate.
Yeah, I'm probably getting another Warrior one, so.
Oh, cool.
You want a shirt?
No, not that one.
Cool enough. But hey, Marco was on one of them. That was neat. That was legit one of the coolest moments of, like, pro wrestling crate history for me.
Opening up a pro wrestling crate and seeing it's Marco shirt.
And then the next month it was a Marco stunt pin.
Nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Miss him.
I just need a micro brawler now, pro wrestling crate, you sons of bitches.
Who was it? I think it was Danhausen. Was like, who do I need to talk to about getting one of these housens?
Same.
I love
Danhausen. I know it'd be a custom. I know it'd be a 101, but I need it.
You're just gonna make your own, but I'm just picturing it's out of like pipe cleaner. Like the finale of The Office when Michael gives Oscar the doll that's just, it's an abomination, it looks like a nightmare. He's like, he thinks the less of me, he thinks I actually made it, but it looks like a monkey, like a one-handed monkey made it.
God,
like that would be, you're like, look, it's me, like,
okay, did you put him with the rest of mine?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Where do we want to go
speaking
from?
Of my miscellaneous figure shelf.
We go there.
Hey,
we'll transition to that real quick. AEW has announced that they will unveil their first action figure line at the New York Toy Fair, which is when?
New York Toy Fair. I think it's like quickly coming up. Let me get an exact date. But
is it? Because I'm excited for the Toy Fair because I would put money on the fact that NECA is going to announce more figures for their Target exclusive 2-pack Ninja Turtle waves.
Yeah, and because that's what they do. February 22nd. So we're like,
oh,
right,
so it's
around
this month.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. I knew it was because it's usually this Toy Fair, and then it goes a couple months, and then we get hit San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, for me is toys.
Right. Yeah.
And then like I get all the cool Marvel movie news.
I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like a San Diego Toy Fair, but because I know action figure reveals come, but WWE does some stuff with the action figures at San Diego, don't they?
Yeah.
They've done that before? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They get big displays both times.
I remember things sometimes. So, Dalton, tell me, you also said that there was another announcement, because I thought that was the only announcement.
So, it looks like Jazzwares, and the big one that I've told you about is...
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, Jazzwares is the one that's behind it.
Who is that?
They have done, like, they're behind the Fortnite toys.
Those the action figures you see at like Best Buy and Target.
Yeah,
and
I think McFarlane sculpts them, but Jazzwares is the like producer of them.
I mean, those look legit.
I don't own any of them,
mm-hmm.
because I'm just not a fan of the game, and it's one of those like I have so many other toys I'd rather buy.
Right.
I have friends that have bought them because there's some really cool ones out there that they made, and they're like they are really high quality.
Neat.
So, and they're about scale like the Fortnite figures.
Mm-hmm.
Are about scale. Now, there's nothing stopping Jazzwares from making a 6.5-inch scale figure that would be in line with Elites.
Right.
Which, that's what we want.
Yeah, that that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, and they can do it because AEW has no other licensing rights for figures that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
This has been reported on. It hasn't been completely confirmed yet, but it seems like Jazzwares have gotten a hold of Jeremy Padour to do the sculpts, mm-hmm. and like be the head like creative, and that name isn't super important to anybody but me at this table, but Jeremy Padour did the WWE. He was like head creative at Jax whenever Jax was doing like their classic superstars.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of the really cool toys from like 2002 from 2011 of like all of the old superstars, that was Jeremy Padour's doing. He okay. would go get the contracts. He would go do this, like he would design and make them. If you listen to the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, he is the man that Zack Ryder wants to lick his asshole. He loves Jeremy Padour that much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Zack Ryder for you. He's weird. He's so weird. with Padour being behind it, if he is, that's going to be a big shot of legitimacy for that figure line.
So is that in, when you say that's a shot of legitimacy for that figure line, in the sense of quality of the figures, or because I can't assume, because you were talking about for the Legends, he was the one going out and getting those contracts to making sure like, hey, we want to make a toy of you,
we want to get an Ultimate Warrior toy,
right? So he was the one doing that. I'm assuming AEW is not going to have that issue because
no, yeah,
like, so all those action figures, like it's all going to be people on the roster.
Yeah, it's gonna be people on the roster, and also the whole, he helped design them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sculpts, does stuff like that. it's a really big deal. I was talking to Red Daniels about it, and I'm like, if you think about it, with Jeremy Padour being on the table, nothing would be stopping AEW Toys from doing an AEW line and a Legends of Wrestling line at the same time, in the same scale.
So like going in, if Booker T does not have a Legends contract through WWE.
Well, that's not a name, like that's a good like suggestion, mm-hmm. but here are the names that I was throwing out to Red, because I know like I have a good idea of who has Legends and who don't. You could get a Tommy Dreamer AEW figure. That would be really cool. You could get a Glacier. You could get a DDP. You could get a, like, and then go out there and get people that just haven't done anything. Billy Gunn. You, like, there are people that you can get. Even Ring of Honor people that aren't really with Ring of Honor anymore. You can get a Taz. You can get a JR. You can get, like, Excalibur. You can get some more indie people if they're signing contracts. Padour can go and get those.
Yeah.
Because, like right now you have Figures Toy Company that are doing, like, Ring of Honor and Legends, but those figures really look bad.
And they also are not coming out with any sort of regularity.
At all.
Because, like, someone... So, on one of these posts on Reddit, someone mentioned that, like, Ring of Honor had a line of toys, but they were so delayed, and part of the reason is because by the time the Kevin Steen toy was ready to be released, he had already debuted as Kevin Owens on NXT. Or something like there was.
He was on the main roster.
He was already on the main roster? Okay. So, yeah.
Just so you know, about 6-7 months ago, War Machine got figures out by Figure Toy Company.
Oh, you mean the Viking Raiders?
Yeah. I have 3 Figures Toy Company figures. I have Kyle O'Reilly, Adam, and Bobby Fish, but that's only because I was buying gear from High Spots and they had them, and it was like, hey, add this for $10. Mm-hmm. I went out of my way to buy the Joey Ryan because I'm trying to like have one figure of every person I've been on a show with. Mm-hmm. So that's also why I need them to get like Glacier.
Yeah.
Because I need a Glacier's figure.
So how is this? But there are some people who they would go after, especially if it's like Legends of Wrestling who were spent time in WWE, WWF, WCW.
Yeah.
That may not own the rights to that. Like they would have to go through
WWE and all that. But yeah. Like,
is that, do you think that, like, there's no way they would allow that, right? Like,
they wouldn't, but there's ways
like,
to.
Like, hey, we want to make a Raven figure.
No, you can do that.
Does he own the rights to that?
Yeah, because okay. Impact, like, up until, like, 2006, Impact were making Raven toys.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like.
And, again, like, I don't know who holds copyrights to what, but there's, but I know, because I know, like, look at, you know, the Dudley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be Team 3D in Impact, so you couldn't now go and make a Dudley Boys 2-pack.
No, you can make.
I think they ended up getting that name eventually, but
maybe I don't know. But like I know you can get Bully Ray.
Where it's like where they were wrestling and like they had a different name because WWE owned that copyright.
Yeah,
you can't turn around and make a toy of that to sell it to.
Yeah, which like I don't know, because like my big one that I kept throwing out was Glacier, because Glacier is somewhat tied to AEW from what I've gathered.
He's like a producer or agent,
and he also like and he also runs the Oh God, I forgot what it was called. Powerhouse? No. Power Factory, something like that. He owns a school that like Cody goes to.
Okay.
And like recruits people and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so like there and but the main thing is like we can finally get Young Bucks figures that are quality match to elites. That's really funny that they're called elites. You can get Kenny Omegas. The big one that I'm looking forward to, and not just because of like the knowing of him, but I really want a Lucha Express 3-pack.
Yeah.
Mainly because Luchasaurus is such a cool character, and like that figure will look awesome. Because mm-hmm. like if I show you like a Mattel's Aleister Black figure compared to like Jazzwares, what they're able to like their printing stuff, oh my God, I'm so excited. There's so many people like Orange Cassidy. Like I said, Marcus,
I mean the majority of that roster would be awesome.
I would really love to have like Leva Bates because that was one of my first interviews. Like that would be really cool.
I know it's what we want, and this will be the last question. We'll move on. I know it's what we want is for it to be to scale to the WWE elites, because why would you not want that?
Yeah.
Do you think they will, or do you think they're going to do something different to try to stand apart?
I think they will.
Because they know what the collectors are going to be looking for.
We're going to all want it in scale, and there's other companies that are doing that. Storm Collectibles are a little bit overscale. Not by a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
If they're all standing together, you notice it. But like if I'm doing like side-by-side shots, like it's kind of harder to tell. Or like if I'm doing action shots, side-by-side was the same thing I just said.
Yep.
Boss Studios is doing the Legends of Lucha. Those are pretty damn close mm-hmm. to like WWE Elite scale. And then you have, Company Super 7. They're doing the New Japan toys. Those are also pretty close to WWE Elite scale. So we kind of have a standard of 6 and a half inch scale for wrestling figures for an like adult collector line,
right?
Which
you can also use as toys, like it's for both, like
because like they're not. I'm depending on they might be Lucha Express squirt guns. Why do I keep saying Lucha Express? Jurassic Express squirt guns.
Because you're dumb. Well, because also the Lucha Bros are.
Yeah. So. And I've, yeah. So it's just, it's really cool that we are getting AEW toys a year out from the company starting.
Yeah. So excited to see that. What they have to announce. You have to assume it's going to be a, you know.
They've scanned MJF before.
Yeah. Well, I know at Double or Nothing, I think.
They were scanning people.
Yeah. So. But we'll get, well, once that hits, we'll cover the full announcement, see what lineup they have announced.
Yeah, we got 3 weeks and then I'll know.
How many characters are going to be in that first wave? It's going to be cool.
Jurassic Express.
Other thing that's actually kind of cool that I will never touch or see or play, but WWE 2K20, nope, not getting fixed. Instead, it's getting more paid DLC in the form of Southpaw Regional Wrestling content.
Which I've already traded in, so I can't play it on PS4, but Sadie still has her Xbox One copy.
But, you know, someone on Reddit pointed out, we're not going to get John Johnson. We're not going to get Clint Bobsky. There's so many of those people.
We are getting the evil banker. He is the main villain.
Is he?
In that story arc.
Good. That's yeah. Cool.
So, like, you know we're getting Big Bartholomew. God, I hope we... If we don't get Big Bartholomew, they really ruined it, which in this game, nothing new.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
but that's fun. But fix the game.
I really hope that like Fandango is doing commentary for this.
But as sad and broke, like him and Cena broken the whole time.
Oh God, what were their names? Chet Chatterson and
I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I want to go back and
I watched it like a couple weeks ago.
You know who was? I mean, you know the shirt I almost bought was AJ Styles' character.
Oh,
The used car.
Yeah, Malibu Al.
Malibu Al.
Yeah, because I have the Doing It for Dewey.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really wanted the Malibu Al shirt.
God, those Southpaw shirts. That's something that they need to do yearly. Like that needs to be a yearly thing for them.
Yeah, but just make sure you have fun with it. Make sure you have an idea to go with it.
Because like season two was amazing.
The fact that it was a prequel too made it.
Yeah,
so
and
much
it was
better.
The fact that they had Natalya be like a woman wrestler.
You know that they had Rhino reprise that same character in the Impact one. He jumped federations.
Oh, yeah.
So he was the same, like the Butcher or whatever it was. So yeah, that's kind of cool. But Malibu Al was my favorite. Not really, but I wanted to transition because of AJ Styles.
Oh, dang it, because I was going to say it was Ric Flair being the Ric Flair impersonator
in the KFC commercial.
Because it was a KFC commercial at first.
God damn it.
AJ Styles, if you were watching the Royal Rumble, had a weird exit from the Royal Rumble, kind of seemed out of place. It was rumored that he may have a separated shoulder. WWE has confirmed that he has a shoulder. He has sustained a shoulder injury, and he is out indefinitely. AJ on his Mixer channel that he streams on has said that he doesn't think it's too serious. It doesn't look like it's going to require surgery, and he really, really hopes and believes that he will be back in time for Mania, which is why I think WWE did the indefinite injury.
Yeah.
That way when he does come back, it can be like a big deal.
Did you hear his excuse?
I was going to let you say it because what actually happened is Edge came back, speared AJ. AJ was so excited that Edge was back.
And never worked Edge before.
Never worked Edge, but he, Dalton.
Overbrothered the bump. Mm-hmm. Overbrothered the cell.
So he went crazy with the bump on the spear.
Yeah.
Landed on his shoulder wrong. Potentially separated it. Hopefully it is as minor as he thinks it is, and he'll just be off TV for a couple weeks.
Yeah, because
we'll
like as long as nothing tore, it's just getting it back and rehabbing.
Yeah.
That being said, with a shoulder, you put it back and rehab it. If you don't rehab it properly and it's not at 100%,
and it gets hurt again,
it will get hurt again. There's no if. Like it will get hurt again. It's a loose joint at that point that's gonna pop right back out.
Yep.
Oh God, just making that sound and thinking about that sounds shitty.
You physically recoiled there.
Oh, but yeah, I hope that he comes back at 100% because AJ's not young anymore.
No.
And like, I know I only like, it's a short shelf life, a couple more years, if that.
And so, he's going full time. Like he's
yeah,
he's,
yeah, he's
day in, day out doing stuff. So.
Yeah. So like, I just be healthy, come back, give us like one more great match, and I'll be happy. If not, thank you for your super awesome. Like, don't get hurt.
He's not retired.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't his retirement or anything. You're getting a little carried away there.
I know, but like that shoulder separation at your age, like that could really cut time off. I mean, it cuts time off anyway, but like,
right.
And I know he's a genetic freak, not Cena levels, but like mm-hmm. still, Jesus Christ.
I mean, we don't
Christ.
Know. We'll see. We'll wait and see. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
There's three more stories
about AEW.
Left. Oh, I'm deleting them as we go.
Oh, cool.
Because I have to just read up the list.
We have MLW
Revival. Well, yeah. Let's do the Revival. This time last year, it was reported that the Revival, Scott Dawson - Wilder, asked for their release from WWE. They then signed contract extensions not long after that. And kind of the more things change, the more they stay the same. This year in February, the rumor going around is that they have not only asked for their release, but they have both rejected $700,000 a year contracts because they are, at this point, they are done. On to the next one. AEW done.
God. And you know that's what they're doing.
They wanted to, they have, I think they have either tried to get the trademark or they have gotten the trademark for Shatter Machine. Which is the name of their finisher now, but like that could be their name going forward because clearly they won't be able to use the Revival.
Just call it the Buckshot because you know they're going to be hashtag FTR. And you know that's who they're feuding with. Like,
yeah.
So just call it the Buckshot.
Do you mean the Buckshot Lariat that Hangman Page uses?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he does use that.
Yeah, he does.
Because you can't use deer
fake
rifle.
Wrestling nerd. Why would it be a deer rifle?
Because you're
going to
be.
Who do you think the Revival are?
They're going to be hitting the Bucks with it. That's what I'm getting at. Because you know that's who their first feud's going to be. So it's going to be some play off of that.
I don't like that. That's how we ended up with the FU.
And the Magic
for
Killer.
Years. Yeah, the Magic Killer. So I don't know. Booker T kind of had a quote where he's like, man, if I was in their position, titles don't matter to me. Money matters. Like, but it's like, I don't think they're doing it because they're not champions. I don't think they care about that. I think they care about coherent storytelling within the division. And
also, I mean, I wouldn't even go with that. I think they just want to have fun.
Well, I mean, they want to have fun, but I also, these are two guys that strike me that very much care about the state of tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
WWE is not at its strongest right now with tag team wrestling. You just had the Usos come back. Why did I say Usos? You had the Usos come back.
Earnage.
But, oh God, you calling it the Earnage.
You're welcome. I just helped you.
I blocked that out of my memory.
I'm helping you.
Moving on. The
Usos.
The Usos came back. And they're just helping Roman out. They're not involved in anything really tag team.
Yeah.
Miz and Morrison reunited, and they're in the tag team title picture. But, like, we'll see where that goes.
Who has the SmackDown?
New Day.
Okay. Because I just had to think about who had the Raws.
See, and that's the thing. It's like, who, like, when you have to stop and wait, who is the champion? That's not a good thing.
Yeah. I did that with the U.S. belt recently, too.
And I get that, you know, especially with WWE, you have three shows with three sets of champions. It can be hard to keep track of. But when you really have to kind of, like, rack your brain, wait, who is it? Like, what are the Revival doing right now? Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not being used. I get that frustration. I don't think it is strictly just for money. And one of them posted on Twitter, like, so we stay and you call us sellouts. We say we're unhappy, and you call us whiny. We can't win with you.
Yeah.
With you being the, you know, typical online smart wrestling fan. And I get it. Like, no, you want to be...
Because also...
You want to be creatively fulfilled. Because all the money in the world, if you're stuck kind of in a slog, yes, money helps, absolutely. But when you're passionate, truly passionate about something, and you're not being fulfilled there, look at Moxley.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him, and he walked away. So I think we could see – I think it's possible that we see the same thing. Or this could all be grandstanding for $950K.
Yeah, because it's the whole thing of just like, you know for a fact that the second that contract lapses, if they haven't re-signed, you know they're going to be getting a phone call with the Jacksonville area code.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Booker T is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't re-up that contract – AEW knows they're going to have to spend at least $700K on them.
They're not going to be making
peanuts compared to that. They're going to be making it, if not more.
They'll probably, yeah, given what we know about what AEW's paying their talent, like it's going to be on par with the WWE and with a reduced schedule.
Yeah.
Because AEW just does less dates. So That's another one we're just going to keep an eye on. And a lot of that is rumor, you know, speculation that they asked for the release, things like that. So, mm-hmm. but we will see. That kind of goes in hand with apparently the current plan is for Brody Lee, formerly known as Luke Harper, that they want to debut him in AEW at the Rochester show, which is like his hometown.
Yeah.
So they're doing an AEW show there. I know a lot of people are waiting for Matt Hardy to get released or ask for his release or just his contract to run out.
Hashtag free the delete.
Hashtag free the delete. And I know a lot of people are pitching him as the higher power supreme leader, I mean, of the Dark Order, which could be fun. But if you want the Dark Order to be like a legit, like serious thing and kind of turn it that way,
Brody Lee
would be a pretty fantastic
yeah.
person who could fill that role. I don't necessarily want that for him, but I could see it being possible.
If they made it important, that would be cool.
I did see another so just real quick, this isn't on the list, but since we're talking about AEW and signing people, apparently Lance Hoyt? Did I totally blank
Lance
on his
Archer.
Name? Lance Archer. Lance Archer negotiations are going well with AEW to the point that they are tossing around story ideas for him to come in. Super cool. Brian Cage is expected to be out 5 to 7 months with his recovery. And that was posted by an AEW newsletter. So, I mean, something to kind of keep in mind there. So those are cool things. We talked about those in the last couple weeks. MLW announces that they have begun a working agreement with Dragon Gate Pro Wrestling. That's super cool.
Yeah.
I am all for that. MLW does its own kind of smaller thing, NWA style. But the clips I've seen, I haven't seen like a full episode of it.
It's a lot more indie.
It's much more indie, but it also like a lot of that looks really, really cool. And
Myron Reed's their champion right now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Awesome. He's one of their champions, if not their heavyweight champion.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. He's a super talented dude. Dragon Gate is also, it's a pretty wild promotion.
Yeah.
But that was where Pac was for a while.
Evan Bourne.
Yeah, a lot of high flying cruiserweight yeah. style, like WCW cruiserweight style action going on there with other stuff mixed
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think Akira Tozawa was a part of that. Apollo Crews was definitely. Yeah, so they both were. Apollo Crews and Akira
yeah,
were.
That's where they met. That's how they were like such good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's super cool. But the thing that actually came out today, which is really neat, is See, you're not used to being at the end.
It's the thing keeps getting wrapped up in my foot because I'm kicking my feet around.
The cloth from the CCW live set. The thing that came out today is that apparently MLW is in talks with Amazon to bring a wrestling show to the Amazon Prime streaming service.
Well, I got that, so.
I don't, but I mean, that's super cool. The more widespread mainstream platforms that people can discover wrestling,
mm-hmm.
that's amazing. Everybody and their mom has Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
The video section of that is apparently booty.
It is. Always has been.
But, you know, someone scrolling through, what's this MLW thing? It literally can take one show, one match, to turn someone into a wrestling fan.
There was a Lucha show on Hulu for a while that I randomly found because I watched through all of the episodes of NXT. This one, NXT only had like a season,
mm-hmm.
like their first year of being like the developmental TV show. And like I watched a season of that, but that was also college me. That was just like the only content I want to watch is wrestling.
Yeah,
and it was really cool to see that on there. It's not on there anymore, I don't think. But like that's the kind of things like you need as a mm-hmm. wrestling fan. And it gets like, oh, you don't like WWE? Well, I know on the Amazon channel or Amazon Prime video thing, there's MLW. Magic or whatever they call their show.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but you know what I'm saying. Like it's a chance for people to see more wrestling that isn't like go get this wrestling subscription.
Yeah,
which is really
it's a
cool.
Subscription you already have.
Yeah,
you don't need to go to like Fight TV or independentwrestling.com like .tv. I should
go
say.
To those things.
No, yeah, those
are amazing.
Yeah, those services are great, but those are services specifically for wrestling fans.
Yeah,
Amazon Prime is something that, like I said, everybody has, and it just makes it really, really easy to discover more wrestling and for it to be more mainstream, even if it isn't a giant big budget production that has all the bells and whistles that WWE and
yeah.
Impact and AEW has. So keep on the lookout for that. We will follow that story as well because everything's just in talks apparently. So Nothing to fully report yet. And we are going to close this out. We are just about right at an hour.
One more.
Go us. There is one more stove. Or was there something else you wanted to add?
Retromania.
Oh, yeah. I meant to.
Indie Mania.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Warhorse. Beat out Matt Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Beat out the 31 other contestants for Indie Mania. He is going to be a, not DLC, he is going to be in the game proper in Retromania, which is really cool because we saw him wrestle live, like, what, 3 years ago? As Jake Parnell.
I've seen him more recently than that, yeah. But I mean,
that was the first time we saw him was together. Yeah. We were with Jason and Big Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, like, man, he's always been super fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then he changed his character. And now
he didn't really change his character. He just dropped the name. He just became Warhorse.
That's fair, yeah. He just became Warhorse.
The spirit of the Warhorse fully consumed him. And now he rules ass all across this great nation.
So I know you didn't follow it, but do you want to know what the Retromania post was?
No.
All right, so on their Instagram.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what it was. Yes, I do want to know what it is.
Yeah, all right. So it was his picture, like all the other Retromania like intros or like displays. And it was Warhorse coming to rule ass in Retromania in 2020. Yes. I was like, oh, well, I was like, I know the only character I'm going to use. The sprites look amazing. Like, I understand that they're 16-bit sprites, but, like, they, like, put some work into making it look good.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said, like, don't worry, guys. We understand there's a lot of people that didn't get this that we want to, and we're going to do DLC.
Yeah.
So, like, we're... Like, I'm sure Matt Cross will be in the first batch of DLC.
I just hope the game plays as good as it looks, because this looks like it's super fun.
Yeah, it looks like the old WWF Superstars.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy it. I think it's coming out on Switch. That is the perfect game for the Switch.
Yep.
And that's what I will buy it for, and I will happily play as Warhorse. I will also play as Colt Cabana. I will also play as Blue Meanie.
Yeah, there's some really cool names in this.
Yeah, and Austin Idol. I know who my jobber is.
oh wow, that's weird. To me, that's just so weird. That's just a
well,
random
all
shot.
The other names I love.
Oh yeah.
Well, no. Nova's in there. Cause all of BWO is. Cause you. Yeah. Oh, I'm so stoked.
Wait until they're in that AEW Legends line.
Glacier.
And then the last story that I want to talk about. So, yeah, congratulations to Warhorse.
Yeah, it's super cool.
This is something that isn't news in any sense of the word, but I like it, and it makes me really happy, and I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. Months ago, Ethan Page talked about doing a Bring It Back to Life, one night only TNA show.
Yeah.
Not Impact, TNA, Total Nonstop Action. It has since been confirmed, and not only has it been confirmed, they've made a bunch of talent announcements for who is going to be at the show. It's WrestleMania weekend. It's in Tampa.
I will buy this on Fight TV.
Yeah, I will probably watch this with you, because we know so far, the list of names that we've gotten, unless anything else has been announced that I missed, Scott Steiner and Petey Williams are going to be at TNA There's No Place Like Home.
And
which
again,
is the name of it.
They've teamed fairly recently, but it still makes my heart happy.
Yeah, it's great. So Scott Steiner and Petey Williams will be there. Amazing Red is going to be there, which that's awesome because he is amazing. Aces and Eights will be represented by D'Lo Brown and Ken Anderson, which, I mean, they were in it. Ken Anderson was a pretty major part of it.
Yeah.
Chris Harris. Wildcat Chris Harris.
Knock, knock.
No, not him. Chris Harris. And then the most recent announcement, I believe, is that there will be an Ultimate X match. And depending on how many people that they use in the current roster versus who they're bringing in, like, I know Amazing Red, I thought, was stepping away and was kind of, like, retiring. But if you're going to have an Ultimate X match and Amazing Red on the same show, I know where I want him.
Yeah, in
because
that.
I'm a selfish asshole.
And it's one of those, like, it's a really big bummer that Jay Lethal is in that exclusive Ring of Honor contract.
Yeah. And I don't know what the working relationships are, because it would be cool to see, just as a nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
I know WWE is not going to let AJ Styles or Samoa Joe. There is if anybody could go, they might get a Kurt Angle appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sting's contract status is.
He can probably show up and make an appearance.
Same thing with like Jeff Jarrett. I don't
probably
like,
the same, but I honestly I don't see Jarrett doing it.
Yeah, but like I don't know. Like, say what you will about Jarrett, but like his name is synonymous with TNA.
That's true, but I think he has a bad taste in his mouth from it.
I mean, and I feel like they probably have a bad taste in their mouth with him, too.
Yeah, so.
But it's that thing of just, cool. Like, you at least have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, Christian could possibly make an appearance.
That would be funny. Remember when they traded him for Ric Flair?
Yeah, good trade.
So, and same thing with, like, Ring of Honor or AEW, anybody, which I don't even know if there's really that many AEW people.
Oh, there is. Well, LAX. Kazarian Daniels.
Really all of SCU. Well, no, I guess Scorpio Sky really didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, I guess Homicide. Cause
Generation Me. Homicide's in NWA.
Yeah, but that's not exclusive.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Magnus could come. Yeah. I'm Aldis, but I'm calling him by
his... I mean, yeah, it was TNA. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of potential here. This could be
Oh, God, really fun show. Aldis showed up as their champion. Been like, that doesn't count tonight.
No, it's not that you were not the TNA champion anymore. Oh, that would be brilliant. So, like I said, I just wanted an excuse to talk about that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see who else they announce. I'm excited to see who the North wrestle, because there's no way that...
Motor City Machine Guns.
That would be amazing. Chris Sabin is another name that's confirmed to be there.
And so, Alex Shelley's not on a WWE contract.
Yeah, that was just the one-off, so that would actually be cool.
Because it's like the one tag team you could get. Because, like, who else could you get that you'd want to see? Beer Money? Can't. Yeah. You could get America's Most Wanted. James Storm and
yeah, because he's NWA.
Yeah.
I do. Part of me thinks that the North are going to lose their title, their championships there. So that's why I don't think it's going to be like a part time. Unless they do like a Motor City Machine Guns or Generation Me or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Which one of those is much crazier than the other? I understand that. Leave me alone. I'm very.
Yeah,
nobody
wants to see Generation Me.
So who? Matt and Pat Buck.
God.
Matt and Jeremy Buck, I think.
Yeah, it was Buck, though.
Yeah, the last name was Buck. So, because, get it? All right, guys, I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Oh, you could get the American Wolves.
Well, if he can show up.
You're not wrong.
No. There was the thought, it's gone. It doesn't matter. This show's done. We kept it at just over an hour. We're kind of come in at under an hour 10. We did it, Reddit. Thank you to everybody who stuck with the two-man power trip here tonight. Shannon will return for, and Allie as well, probably, on PZ85 After Dark, PZ85 80.
Baby.
I have to imagine that the events of today and the Super Bowl show and all of that are going to pop up
I might be on that show if I don't have work tomorrow. Just to be like, I need to also vent my spleen.
So tune in for that. It's going to be a great time. Until then. Facebook and Twitter.com/Podzilla1985, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. $1 gets you every pre-show we do. We just did a free pre-show that went up before Nerd Up. Here, Jesse's woes with Sprint.
Those which lovely people.
Just he had a rough night then.
Did you see what he's selling his phone for on the marketplace?
I did.
He got a message.
He almost got one. So that's it. Also, just real quick. Chaos in Charleston 2 is going to be CCW's next show. That is Saturday, February 29th at the Charleston High School. There is currently a contest that I announced on the CCW Facebook page. If you want a chance to win 2 general admission tickets to Chaos in Charleston 2, all you have to do is share that video and tag someone who has not been at a CCW show before.
There's
a friend
two
that
people.
You want to be. Derek Boxdorfer, tag someone.
He already did. But
did he fix it? Because I saw that he shared it, but he didn't tag anybody.
He tagged him in the video, so you might need to, like, in the comments in the videos. So you need to probably send him a message. One person did do it correctly so far.
I saw that.
Justin's
too
smart.
If he ends up winning, because, again, I'm doing this legitimately. The way that I'm going to do it is I'm going to go down the list of people who shared it, and then I'm going to file that down with the people who did it correctly, who added their name, who tagged someone in their shared post. So go ahead and message him now. Be like, hey, you did it wrong. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign everybody a number. However many shares and however many people followed it correctly, I'm then going to do a random number generator online. And then whoever's number pops up there, that's who wins the 2 free general admission tickets. So make sure that you share the video, you share you tag someone that you want to bring to a CCW show. You don't necessarily have to bring that person, of course. But
bring that
person.
But that
would be cool, yeah, because we want as many eyes on CCW as possible. So that's my spiel. Go to the Facebook.com/CC. I think it's CCWrestling573 on Twitter and Instagram, and it might be that on Facebook too. I'm not sure. I'm tired. Thank you all so much who for everyone who's stuck with us here. And we will see you next week on PWU, hopefully with the full cast. And then, of course, tomorrow on PZ85 After Dark. Until then, you all, you mean the world to me.